Here's a list of comfort centers in Herm that are open Wednesday. Here's what is closed and cancelled. Education. Unless your principal tells you otherwise, Halifax Regional Centre for Education and Metro CSAP classes are back in session Wednesday. The Education Centre announced on Tuesday night that Upper Muscadoboit Consolidated would open Wednesday after having power restored. As of 6 a.m. Wednesday, HRCE said only Atlantic View Elementary was still without power, and therefore those students have the day off. Dalhousie University campuses will open Wednesday with classes resuming. St. Mary's University classes and campus activities resume Wednesday. Classes resume Wednesday at NSCC's Ivany, IT and Ackerley campuses. The Aviation Institute will reopen Thursday. Services. The MacPass Customer Service Center is closed to walk-in customers Wednesday, but you can email MacPass at hdbc.ns.ca, call 902-463-3100, or find services online at hdbc.ca/macpass/. Curbside solid waste collection is cancelled for Wednesday on Prospect Road. A supplemental green cart collection, and double the garbage bag limits, for this area will occur on Wednesday, October 12. Curbside solid waste collection will continue as usual on Thursday. Healthcare. Some Nova Scotians scheduled for a COVID-19 or other vaccination this week may need to rebook their appointments because of the impact of power outages on vaccine supplies. Transportation. It's not related to Fiona, but the McDonald Bridge closes at 7 p.m. Thursday for maintenance, reopening at 5:30 a.m. Monday. If you encounter a traffic light that's not working, treat it as an all-way stop. Recreation. Ball diamonds and sport fields remain closed Wednesday. Most recreation facilities have reopened Wednesday, but some still don't have power or are being used for comfort centers. Fairview Lawn Cemetery reopens Wednesday. Some provincial day-use parks have reopened. The remaining day-use parks will be reopened when it is safe to do so. If you have an upcoming reservation at Battery, Blomidon, Ellenwood Lake, Graves Island, Rissers Beach, The Islands, Thomas Rattle, Valley View, Annapolis County or Waikokomo, those provincial camping parks reopen Wednesday. Cape Chignecto and Porter's Lake are also able to reopen Wednesday. Updates regarding the status of Dollar Lake, Caribou, and Five Islands are expected later this week. Amherst Shore and Mira River have sustained significant damage and will remain closed for the remainder of the 2022 camping season. Kejimkujik Camping Services, both Front Country and Backcountry, the Visitor Center, and all other public facilities will open as of Thursday. George Island reopens this weekend. York Redoubt remains temporarily closed for tree removal. Please check the Parks Canada website for updates in the coming weeks. Businesses. Some businesses may be closed. It's best to call ahead or check social media websites before heading out.